Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
Happy New Day to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. The media, I'm just going to talk about the illogic of politics today. And not just on the left, but the right, too, those rhinos on the right. But the media won't believe Attorney General Barr. They don't want to believe anything he says. They want to convict this man. They want to handcuff him, as Pelosi said. But they believed Jesse Smollett, even though all the evidence was against him. And just think about that. Let it sink in a little bit as to what kind of craziness we're being told in the media. This is a quote from Thomas Sowell. He's one of my favorites. Historians of the future will have a hard time figuring out how so many organized groups of strident, we're going to say donkeys, succeeded in leading us around by the nose and morally intimidating the majority into silence. Now, I read that to you, I believe, earlier this week or last week. And I want you to stop and think about that. Why are we so easily led astray and brought to silence, you know, where we just aren't going to say anything? We're not going to defend anything. We're just going to just ignore it. Maybe it'll go away, but it doesn't go away. It gets worse. So think about the crazy logic of the left-wingers. Hey, let's not ignore the globalists on the right. Their logic is just as bad. They make no sense. No common sense. There is no real logic. When you stop and think about it, in fact, it's almost sad and scary what's being said right now. Whether the topic is abortion, and we are going to talk about that some today. We thought we had good news this week, but apparently it was terrible news. Health care, and by the way, abortion is not health care. Immigration, science, meaning the facts of science, religion, earth worship, climate change, jobs, and I put earth worship as climate change, jobs, economy, and women's rights. Think about the things we're being told. I watched an interview the other evening, and it was two women debating the Alabama abortion issue. Of course, one was all happy about it, and the other one was not. Now, the one that was happy about the abortion issue that passed in Alabama, it was a conservative young black woman. And the one who was against it was a young white woman. And she wasn't winning the debate. And they bring up racism all the time. But when she couldn't win the debate, she all of a sudden said, well, you don't believe in climate change. Well, what did that have to do with what they used to say, the price of eggs in China? What did that have to do with the abortion topic that they were debating? Just out of nowhere, that came out. Because she couldn't win the debate. The young woman was explaining to her how the minorities are targeted for abortion. And more of their children are murdered than anybody else's. You know, there is no logic in that. And there certainly is no love or humanitarianism in that. But we're told the right to kill children, the right to kill babies, unborn or born now, is a human right of the woman. Well, once the child is born and no longer attached, it has nothing to do with the woman. There was a lot of news this week. Some of it was the same old thing. They think they're going to get somewhere on these investigating the investigators, and on and on we go. Things are volatile in the Middle East. We're okay with killing babies. There's a deal coming out, the Equality Act, that's going to, might as well not have any females because they're not going to have any rights left when that's done. So what they say in the news does matter. And what they don't say matters too. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Daniel will be calling in. I texted him yesterday, and I mentioned to him the question that Greg Owens had yesterday from Liberty Tabletop. And we're going to discuss that a little bit today about the turbines and whether they actually pay for themselves or how long it takes to pay for themselves. He was going to have to do his homework last night. He said, well, I think they do eventually pay for themselves, but it takes a long time. Now, the border crisis, all of a sudden it's in the news again as well. I don't know that it ever really left the news. And the president came out with a new to unveil his immigration plan. The day before, Lindsey Graham came out and revealed his immigration plan, which will be in competition with the president's, if you can go figure that one. You know, one day Lindsey Graham's right there with the president, the next day he's on the opposite side. You just can't figure the man out. But Nancy Pelosi, this is funny, and it's not that we don't all make grammar mistakes. I make them every day. Sometimes on purpose. I hope you know that. When I throw out some things, I'm doing it on purpose. But Nancy Pelosi, and this is coming, this is a new writer that I have found. I'm sure he's been around a while, but it's Kerry Pickett. And I like his style. I really like the style of his writing. He says, Pelosi said, we never said there wasn't a crisis at the border. Now, here's what her quote is. We've never not said that there was a crisis. There is a humanitarian crisis at the border, and some of it provoked by the actions taken by the administration. I'll just quote our friends from the evangelical community when they came in and testified in the last Congress in one of our rump hearings, because the Republicans wouldn't have the hearing. She says, we've never not said that there was a crisis. That's a double negative. We were always taught in school, don't use double negatives. And the writer, Kerry Pickett, he finishes his article by saying the Pickett line, he calls it, looks like Pelosi's double negative narrative. We never not said. Means that, yes, in fact, Republicans are right. There is a border crisis, thanks to the thanks for confirming that with us, P, meaning Pelosi, a double negative. You have to laugh at him. And, of course, I think even Rush Limbaugh went after her for some of what she had said in that particular interview before the cameras. Pelosi's losing it. I'm not sure she ever had it, but she's losing it. Sometimes I think I'm losing it, too, just to be quite honest. But Donald Trump, he did unveil his plan. And I spoke with Mike Cutler yesterday on the phone, and he's going to be with us on Thursday, and we will talk about the president's plan then in detail. He wasn't happy about parts of it. I haven't read it all, and I'm sure Mike hadn't yet read it all exactly yet when I talked to him yesterday, because it was pretty early into the afternoon where it had just been divulged. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Women's rights? Not so much. How about a constitution? How about a bill of rights? How about we the people? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Oh. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of My Pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we have Daniel Turner with Power of the Future. Daniel, long time no see. How are you doing?
I am doing great, Beth Ann. Happy Friday to you and your great listeners.
Oh, thank you so much. We were just so tickled that you were here. I mean, just you have no idea. I have no idea.
No, I do. I was so happy to meet you and to meet Rudy and your families, and it was wonderful. So thank you. Thanks for being a big part of Power of the Future.
You're welcome. You're welcome very much. We thank you for dinner, and we gave you a ham sandwich, and he gave us a steak dinner.
Awesome.
In my defense, I didn't order steak. So anyway,
it was
yesterday,
a wonderful night.
It was great. It was great meeting you, and we hope you do come back, and we'll try and show you a few more mid-Missouri places to go and things to see. I mentioned yesterday to you that we had a question on air yesterday from one of my other sponsors, Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop. And he said he had been traveling, and he went through one of the states, I think he said Minnesota, and there was a huge wind turbine farm, or I'm going to call them farms. I don't grow there, but they seem to pop up. And he said he was reading somewhere that they never do pay for themselves, and he didn't know if that was true or not. I said, well, I don't know if that's 100% true, but I know that those who put them up, they get government money to do that, so they don't have all the investment in that. But I thought I kind of put you to task yesterday. I don't know if you had time to do the homework or not on that, but I wanted to let my listeners know that we were thinking about that. We want to know what the answer is.
Yeah, it's a great question, and unfortunately the answer is a little complex.
I knew it would be.
But you have the smartest listeners on radio, and so it's not a challenge. But anytime you do any sort of resource development or farming, right, land has a value. So there's an intrinsic cost in either private land, which is what you see a lot in Texas. That's why there aren't so many environmental groups in Texas, because it's private property. And we love private property, at least at CSC Talk Radio and Power the Future.
We do love private property.
But in other states like Alaska, New Mexico, Colorado, it's federal land or it's tribal land, and you need to lease it. And you're either leasing it from the Bureau of Land Management, in the case of a government, or from one of the native tribes. The benefit that a lot of the solar and wind have is that in the Obama administration, they were given these tremendous tax loopholes, right? So they were given land basically at no cost. So there's that immediately factored into the equation that they don't have to pay for, especially federal land, what other resources have to pay for. There's a tremendous amount of government subsidy of the equipment itself, even the staffing. You have to remember Obama trained thousands of people in the green energy industry at the taxpayer expense. Now, he thought this was a wonderful thing because we have all these new workers. But if you work in oil or coal or gas or fracking, you have to train those people yourself. No one's paying for you to have a trained workforce.
Right.
And so that's an additional cost. So long story short, they probably never pay for themselves. My gripe with it is when people like Senator Sanders or the infamous AOC talk about how it's cheaper than oil and gas or coal. That's where that's just a flat out. It's not a lie. It's an exaggeration of truth to the point that it becomes untenable. Is that a polite way to say it?
It's bordering on lies. They're prevaricating.
Exactly. Because when you add in the tax subsidies, when you add in all the things I just mentioned, whether or not it is cheaper per kilowatt hour, wind and solar, as opposed to fossil fuels, that's a debate. On paper right now, it probably is, quote-unquote, cheaper. But again, there are all these taxpayer subsidies that we're paying for. It's kind of like when Bernie Sanders says, when I become president, I'll make college free. And you say, boy, if you think college is expensive now, wait until it's free. Because we're all
going to write another book and pay for it, or what?
Exactly. There is nothing free. Now, the way to prove or the empirical evidence as to whether or not these are cost-effective means of electricity production would be looking at places where they have been dramatically implemented by government. So, for example, Germany has turned off a lot of its nuclear power plants and gone to solar and wind. Their electricity bill in the last few years is up 50%. California, same deal. Their electricity bills are up 24%. But in other states where they have a strong fossil fuel and nuclear electric grid, places like Illinois, places like Pennsylvania, places like Texas, electricity costs are down. And so is it more expensive for whom? The government? I don't know. But for the individual consumer, you don't want to live in a place that relies on wind and solar, because your electric bill across the board is one or two or three times the cost of your neighbor.
Amazing. It's just amazing. You know, you had told us on Tuesday, I think it was, that they had these solar turbines in Alaska. Now, is that land we were talking about that day, is that government-owned land there?
Yeah, I believe that is government land. Or if it's not, it's tribal land. There is Alaska is a lot like Utah and Nevada in that it's one of those states where upwards of 90% of it is owned by either the federal government or Native Americans, Native Alaskans. There's very, very little private land in Alaska.
Okay. And, of course, we talked about the illogic of having those wind turbines there because they're not moving. They can't do anything in the cold like that.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's why... You're absolutely correct, and that is why the wind and solar exclusivity of the electric grid is so expensive. It's because they are not 100% reliable and steady. And the electric grid is not, it's not like the gas pedal of your car, that when you need to go a little faster, you just give it a little bit more gas, and you step on the gas, and you'll go faster. That's not how the electric grid works. So when the wind stops blowing or the sun stops shining, they have to find another fuel source. And that spike, normally to fossil fuels, they're buying it from a neighboring state. That's where the costs escalate. If the sun was always out and the wind always had a steady breeze, prices probably would come down. But that's not how nature works, right? You can go for
a
week
without
sun.
It's not like you got a little gerbil there on the in his little wheel going round and round and round and round, keeping those turbines going. It's not
exactly.
Like that.
If you're in the D.C. area where I live, actually in Virginia, last year, I think most of the East Coast actually was our rainiest year on record. Last summer of the 12 Saturdays of summer, it rained for 9 of them, and it was dark.
Wow.
That's not a lot of solar. And now this is the middle of summer. It's still 90-something degrees. It's just pouring rain all day. That's not an electric grid that can run air conditioning units for all of Washington, D.C. So you need a backup source. Well, we don't have a lot of wind and solar in D.C. anyway. But in that type of scenario where you don't have a constant supply of sun or wind, the electric grid has to get fuel from somewhere else. And that's where you have these enormous spikes in prices. So I guess the question for AOC and for Bernie and for our listeners is, what do we want to be inexpensive? What government pays or what consumers pay? They would look at it as government, and they would say it's cheaper to do wind and solar. But it's not. It's more expensive for the taxpayers, for us. Government doesn't have any money, right? They only have the money that they take from us.
They have mine.
Exactly.
They have mine and yours.
Exactly. And we want a system that is cheapest for the individual. And that's why you need an awful lot of, dare I say the leftist favorite phrase, choice. I am pro-energy choice. Every state should build an electric grid that is best for their geography, for their consumer needs. But that's not what Bernie or AOC want. They want a national mandate. And when you have that, when you have this one big blanket policy, the people in California and the people in California, Missouri are going to suffer equally because they're in different climates, different worlds.
Well, you need that, and then you need a backup plan. Because
always.
Things just don't always go the way they're supposed to go. And we talked about that on Tuesday. You know, what's good for Alaska isn't going to work in Minnesota, or it's not going to work in Arkansas or North Carolina or South Carolina. Or, you know, we're all different. That's what makes us so wonderful as a nation is we have so much diversity in the state, so much.
Amen.
You know, the natural resources are just awesome, and they're different in different states. And we need to learn how to utilize those to the best of their ability and the most cost-effective, as well as economical and environmental. And I think we're doing a good job of it. But they seem to want to take it by the bull or the horn and take it another direction, and that's going to be disastrous. I hear music. I know you got to go. I appreciate it so much, Daniel, for doing that homework for me. And I'll let Greg know.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
You.
Happy weekend.
You have a great weekend, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is
a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Neil from Missouri. Neil, how are you doing today?
Well, it's a nice sunny day, not too warm. It doing is. Pretty good.
It is beautiful today.
Oh, yeah. I was just calling in to answer that first question you asked, which is, why are people so easily led astray?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is real simple. They no longer know the laws of God. How can you distinguish right from wrong if you don't know the law? And that's the only law there is on the planet. I don't care what man has to say about it. Anything man makes up is just satanic BS. Laws of God is the only thing, law that's actually, you know, enforceable on this, or should be enforceable on this planet, but they've abandoned that. So how can you let astray? You don't know right from wrong.
I think also it's selfishness and greed. You know, they want what they want when they want it, and it doesn't matter who's going to be hurt in the long run. I mean, just think about the abortion issue and what these women are saying. You know, I mean, it's been crazy, some of the things that they have given as excuses or reasons of rights, human rights, they call it. It's just crazy, you know, the you know, Hollywood, you gotta
I don't know. Maybe we just got to forgive them because I don't think they have a clue what goes on in the world. But, you know, their excuse is Alyssa Milano basically telling all the women in the United States not to have sex because they're not going to be allowed to kill babies anymore. And I'm thinking, well, now stop and think about what that says. And then we have this model, and she's out on Twitter, nude. She put a nude picture of herself out on Twitter against what Alabama had done. And she claimed because abortion targets the minorities. And she makes a statement that just, I could not believe she said it. She stated that the highest proportion of black women using abortion to protect, they're only trying to protect them because they want to protect the prison industrial complex. And I can't believe anybody would say something like that. And that's their excuse, that's their reasoning to defend the murdering of babies, unborn and born. And it makes no sense, but I agree with you. People have gotten away from God. They don't understand because they don't read and they don't study the scripture. And they're all about themselves. And when it's all about you, then nobody else really matters, whether it's an unborn child or a born child or an old person in the nursing home. It just doesn't matter anymore.
Well, you're correct. That's the religion which is replaced Christianity in this country.
Humanism
is the, you know, where people believe what they say goes. In other words, they have the right to make their own determination of what's right and wrong. That's the religion of humanism. Right. And that's what's replaced Christianity in this country, and that's why the country's going downhill and going to be destroyed.
I think you're right. We're headed there pretty fast.
Yeah, if the people don't repent and return to God by going back to obeying the 740 laws he set forth in the Bible, the end result is what's predicted in Revelation, and that's what's coming.
It is. Thank you, Neil. I appreciate it. You have a great weekend. Appreciate it.
All right.
We're going to go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm still getting by and trucking along. And how are you out there, huh?
That's good. I'm doing the same as you, sir. Thank you.
All right. I wanted to say something about Trump's plan to help the farmers now that they're losing the Chinese soybean market. And I would think, you know, I'm glad that Trump is doing something to help them, you know, that they need some immediate relief, I would think. But I would think that long-term, you know, we ought to think of long-term solutions more. And I would think that long-term what would help the farmers most is to put tariffs on imported food so that the American farmer once again has the advantage in the American market. And I heard a story that Al Gore was talking to a group of college students some years ago. I think it was sometime in the 1990s.
Oh, yes.
And he said to them, whatever you decide to do with your life, don't go into production agriculture, because our plan is to shut down food production in the United States and have all the food for the United States come from Central and South America.
And so we start to see that happen,
right after they passed NAFTA. You know, one of the things I noticed most was that all the avocados in the stores used to come from California or Florida. But after NAFTA passed, you know, you couldn't see a Florida or California avocado anymore. They all come from Mexico or Peru or the Dominican Republic, and all sorts of tomatoes and squash and other vegetables that used to come from the United States somewhere, you know, now they come from Mexico or some other Latin American country. And of course the beef is the same thing, as I understand it, you know, that you know, you've talked a lot about the cool laws, you know, wanting to label beef that comes from the United States, because so much of the beef now is imported from South America or Latin America.
And mixed in with our hamburger.
Yeah. And people want to be able to distinguish the two so that they can support American farming. So I would think that what would help the American farmers most is to put tariffs on imported food so that the American market would, you know, once again belong, you know, primarily to the American farmer, as it should be.
We're going to get Bill Bullard back on and talk about this, and I agree with you, and I know that, you know, farming for a long time, that you just can't, we're talking about individual, independent farmers, they can't make a living anymore because the markets aren't there. They've been taken away. And what Al Gore was talking about, too, was going all corporate all corporate ag, not going to have any more individual independent farmers and ranchers. That's not necessary. They don't want them to own the land. That's part of that. But we're going to have Bill on and talk about that because, you know, even now, the farmers have to have some kind of supplement from the government in order to make it, and that's just not the way it should be, and most of us believe that that's the wrong way to go about it. So I think you bring up a good point, Joe, and we're going to talk about that with Bill. I'm going to have to get a hold of him and get him on again real soon.
Something else I'd like to say about this, too, and that's, hello?
I'm here. Yep.
Hello?
Waiting on you.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, and that's this. It would have another benefit because if the American farmer, once again, had the advantage in the American market and the money from food that people spend on food, you know, mostly stayed inside the country, then that would revive the rural communities, I would think. You know, a lot more money would go out into the rural communities, and those communities, it would help to reverse this horrible trend of more and more, you know, the population in the countryside drying up and more of the population being concentrated in the big cities, and that would be good that way. Demographically, it would be good that way, and also politically, it would be so much better because people in the cities tend to be the most socialistic, whereas the people in the countryside and the rural communities, you know, that tend to be more patriotic, more have the American spirit, and keep whatever's left of the constitutional system alive. And so if the rural communities and the farmers were getting more money, then that would help to keep the country, keep the American dream of
going,
freedom,
yeah,
and the constitutional government, and the Bill of Rights, and all that kind of good stuff. That would
unlike all these people,
too, I would think.
Yeah, unlike all these people in government that want to tell us that what we need to do for rural America is put in broadband. It just drives me nuts every time they say that. I'm going to let you go because I need to get going to the next caller. Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Okay.
We're going to go to Bill in Illinois. Bill, how are you today?
Nope. Yes, this me, Beth?
Yes, it is. Bill, how are you?
Yes, I'm fine. Hey, Beth, there's a gun bill that's advancing in the state of Illinois. In the state of Illinois, the General Assembly attached House Bill Amendment 1 to a Senate bill. The Senate bill is SB 1966. The amendment really has nothing to do with it, but what the amendment does is it will cause all gun owners in the state to be forced to go to the Illinois State Police and be fingerprinted and background checked at their expense just to own any firearms. It will also end all private transfers. So even if you, say, lived in a house and had a daughter or a son or a family member and you wanted to transfer a gun to them, right now you can do it legally, privately. But under this bill, you will not be able to.
Okay, I want you to hang on. Bill, hang on. We're going into a break, and I want some names if you've got them, okay?
Okay, I do have.
All right, good. We're going into a break. Your call's welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, VacuPack.com. That's VacuPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are in the final segment of today's show. We've been talking about the no logic, but Bill from Illinois, I'll tell you what, you guys have got a problem over there. Well, we all do.
Yes, we have a fear problem here, Beth.
Let's get some names, though.
There's an Illinois state representative by the name of Kathleen Wills, and she not only does she, I guess that she hates guns and hates men, and she wants to take all of her guns away, and she has this plan to cause every gun owner. There's 2.3 million known gun owners in the state, and she wants every gun owner to be fingerprinted and background checked. They have to show up to the Illinois State Police headquarters and be in person to do this. You will have to pay for all of this out of your own pocket. You'll also probably lose a day's work to do this. It's expected, we're talking several hundred dollars to do this. She wants to end the sales of all private sales and treaties and transfers without going through an FFL dealer. So, I mean, literally every gun that you own and every gun that you transfer, including you, will all be registered in a big registration scheme.
Well, and, does it look like this is going to pass?
The problem is it has part of it's already passed. But see, Illinois is so crooked, Beth. SB 1966 is a Senate bill, and that bill's already passed the Illinois Senate. And what they've done is, this is all from a House amendment. It's House Amendment 1 that was attached to this Senate bill, and if it passes the Illinois House, which is expected to do, unless we get involved and start making phone calls and really start getting involved, all the only thing that the Senate will have to do is either vote up or down on an amendment for a bill they've already passed.
And so they need to call more than just Kathleen, though.
Excuse me?
Kathleen's, who else do they need to call? That's what I was asking for.
Well, here's the deal. Right now, everybody in the state of Illinois needs to contact their state representative. And if you don't know who your state representative is, you can go to the Illinois State Rifle Association. That's ISRA.org. Or you can call them and ask them to help you find your state representative.
Okay. Give that website again.
Okay. It's ISRA.org. And you can contact them and ask them if you don't know who your state representative is. And now you need to call both your Illinois State House member and your Illinois State Senator and tell them do not allow the FOID card House amendment to go through, not to allow that bill to go through.
Yeah. I don't have the state ones. I have the ones on the Fed level, but I do not have the state ones. I was going to tell everybody they could call here and I'd give it to them, but I don't have the state ones in a list. I guess I should do that. We should get that.
We could get it.
We can look it up. I have to leave the office early today, but we could do that. If they call me in the office at 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. And we will look up all the state reps and senators in Illinois so you can have those. And they'll have the phone numbers. We'll have phone numbers, though.
Yep.
Well, that would be a big plus, Beth, because this is bad because it's going to cost people several hundred dollars just to renew this, and they want you to renew this and go through this entire process every 5 years at hundreds of dollars. People on fixed incomes, minorities, people that are shut-ins, you know, that still have FOID cards, all of these people are going to be in a very serious situation. In the state, Beth, they're already, if you've got a FOID card and there's, you know, elderly people that aren't able to renew online or don't know how to renew their FOID cards online, the state is already showing up and basically kicking in doors and taking guns. There's already some lawsuits in Illinois over that. It's a very, very bad situation. But we have to stop. In fact, Beth, here's the truth. We were fine before we had the FOID card.
Yes.
And had this law, and quite frankly, when this law is gone, because it needs to go, we'll be fine afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't need Chicago, which is a 30-square-mile area of the state, dictates to the rest of the state.
It should be its own state, right?
It shouldn't even be part of the country the way it's going. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, Bill, thank you for keeping us informed. I'm going to give my number again, and we will do our best
to
get the state senators and representatives there for Illinois at 573-796-2166. Now, give me a little bit, because it's going to take me a little bit after the show to get them looked up and get them ready for you. 573-796-2166 would be the number to call. We're talking about logic and no logic, and this model who makes her life propaganda, exposing herself apparently, and exploiting womanhood, female body. That's how she makes her living. And how dare her insult our minorities. I just cannot believe, and if you missed what I said earlier, what she'd said was that the only reason we want them to stop killing minority babies, particularly, she said, black women's babies, is because they use them to protect the prison industrial complex. Alyssa Milano says, well, if I can't kill a baby, I'm not going to make a baby. I mean, this is just craziness. Of course, we've been telling them abstinence was a good thing, but apparently they had to come up with their own ideas. The bill for equality, the Equality Act, is a bad idea. It's a bad idea for women. And this is coming from the moms group, the moms for women, Moms in America, I guess that's what their name is. It says on Friday, May 17th, the House votes for the H.R. 5, the Equality Act, a dangerous bill that strips away protections for women. And it seeks to expand the federal definition of sex to include gender identity and sexual orientation. And I'm going to run out of time here. But you won't be what you are, you know? You can't just say, this is who I am, and that's what you are. That's what they're wanting you to say. So the implications of these go, it's far-reaching. Women's athletes, we already know they've messed that up. Your scholarships, shared restrooms, shared locker rooms, shared dressing rooms. Think about it. Hospitals, jails, juvenile detention centers, homeless shelters, rehab centers, domestic violence shelters, airport security pat-downs, chaperones for overnight school trips, all of this. Gender won't matter. In other words, the woman doesn't really exist anymore in the eyes of these liberals on the left who have no common sense. So these women, these people on the left who claim that they fight for women's rights are taking every single thing for a woman away. Everything. And putting her in great danger. No matter what age you are. Think about it. The Equality Act, H.R. 5. They're voting on it today. We talked about it a few weeks ago. You know, the lack of logic, the lack of common sense, and as Neil said, the lack of God is why we're down this road. And until we get on our knees and repent, we won't bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.